from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, President Trump is vowing to bring back law and order to America's cities and towns. Speaking to a joint session of Congress Tuesday night, which is on the record books as being the longest speech, an hour and 40 minutes, Trump said he'll fix a justice system that was, in his words, quote, turned upside down by radical left lunatics.
We're also once again giving our police officers the support, protection, and respect they so dearly deserve. They have to get it. They have such a hard, dangerous job, but we're going to make it less dangerous.
He said the previous administration halted law enforcement against repeat offenders and instead weaponized it against political opponents like him. The president said his administration has acted swiftly and decisively to restore fair, equal, and impartial justice under the constitutional rule of law. President Trump also says his new trade policy will help American farmers. Trump said he loves the American farmers who will be selling in the U.S. because no one else will be able to compete with them.
Our farmers are going to have a field day right now. So to our farmers, have a lot of fun. I love you too. I love you too.
He said he'll place reciprocal tariffs on agricultural products coming into America starting April 2nd, adding President Biden hurt the nation's farmers, but under the Trump administration, they're going to have, quote, a lot of fun. If you're still in need of a real ID, the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission is rolling out a pair of new initiatives to help you get one.
Starting on May 7th, anyone planning to board a domestic flight will need to show either a passport or a real ID. In an effort to meet demand for real IDs, the MVC has created Real ID Thursdays. According to the agency, starting on March 20th, licensing centers will focus on issuing real IDs on Thursdays, adding nearly 4,500 appointments every Thursday. The agency also plans to host real ID mobile unit events on Saturdays, with the first one scheduled for April 5th. People can start making appointments for real ID Thursdays on March 14th. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A small pink poodle named Molly is lucky to be alive after being rescued from the freezing Passaic River. Molly broke her leash, was spotted around River Drive and Lanza Avenue in Garfield Monday. When officials chased Molly along the riverbank, she jumped into the river, landed on a small island. It took 8 firefighters from both Garfield and Clifton to get her, but she's fine and back home with her owners. You can see her whole ordeal at NJ1015.com. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 902. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 908. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Today will turn windy and fairly warm, and then we get wet. Cloudy skies, wind gusts may touch 40 or 50 miles an hour even before thunderstorms arrive. There is a chance of a spot shower at any time, and then our widespread rain and strong thunderstorms will arrive mid to late afternoon after about 2 or 3 o'clock. Biggest concerns there, heavy rain and gusty winds. High temperatures today, upper 50s to around 60. Rain will taper late this evening by around 9 or 10 o'clock, with lingering showers and fog overnight. Blustery tomorrow. Temperatures will fall from the 50s in the morning into the 40s by the afternoon. New Jersey weather made possible by VCS Software. Did you know VCS Software does payroll? VCS can take your employees all the way from clocking in to getting paid and handle every step of the payroll process, including taxes, benefits, deductions, and more. For a trusted partner for painless payroll, go to VCSHCM.com today.
Right now, Andover, 51 degrees. It's 57 in Monroe, Seaside Heights, 58. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.